Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to a new week of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Bob Getty from the Southern Bank Corps studio here in Hattiesburg. Appreciate all that Southern Bank Corps does for our program. Great place to do your banking, Midtown Hattiesburg. Opening segment of the show sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, another great place to do Christmas catering, New Year's party catering, or just a good place to take your family for good food. Dickey's Barbecue here in Hattiesburg, great supporter of Southern Miss Athletics. Going to kick off the week with a full show. Patrick McGee from New Orleans will be joining us a little later in the program. Scott Hanbury is the CEO of Homes of Hope, and Mike Sowden is the CEO of the Roberts Company, Corner Market Food Stores. Both of those fine gentlemen scheduled to join us here in the studio later in the hour. But first, I want to kick things off with Luke Johnson in Laurel. We will be getting to basketball a little later, Southern Miss, with another not-so-good performance against Ole Miss, and we'll talk about that later in the program. But first, a couple of things I wanted to bring Luke on about. Luke, haven't really talked to you in a couple of weeks, and I'll obviously let you have your comments about Coach Huff and what have you, but I wanted to just get your input on something, and I want to emphasize to start this show and this week off that I'm in no way laying this at the feet of the University of Southern Mississippi. They simply hired a football coach, but since that day, news breaking out of the Sun Belt Conference that Marshall has backed out of a bowl game with the Military Academy, and Louisiana Tech from another conference is taking that spot because so many kids have entered the transfer portal at Marshall, they don't feel like they have enough players to field a team in a bowl game. And again, this has really not anything to do with Southern Miss, but Luke Johnson, as a former college football player yourself, is this a good look and a good road that the college athletics seems to be going down?
Well, I mean, it's what it is right now, and because it's what it is, you have to operate with what you have until they change. And I think Marshall's situation, and if people want to go on, I saw it on Twitter, but people want to go on there and see what the American commissioner said. I thought that was very interesting. Of course, he's representing Army, and basically said that schools should be obligated to play. I mean, I think we saw last year with what Florida State did in the bowl game, what LSU did in the bowl game, their rosters were depleted, and you get people you get kids minutes and snaps. I think more than anything, what bowl season turns into is almost like a preseason in the postseason, because most of the time with a lot of guys opting out for the draft or for other things, bowl games, you don't look forward to them as much as you used to. Eventually they're going to have to do something, to fix it. It's going to be, you're either going to have to, there's going to have to be limits or consequences for transferring. I don't see NIL going anywhere because of the courts, but it's going to be, you can't have your NIL and take your transfer too, because eventually people are going to get tired of giving NIL money to a kid who bounces after 1 year. Universities and athletes have to protect themselves. But, I mean, it is what it is right now. And Southern Miss is doing what they need to do to operate within that environment. And I suspect in the next, you know, we've already had two from Marshall, and I suspect we'll see more coming in the next few days. And you'll see, you know, Charles Huff work the portal to rebuild this roster.
You know, Luke, when we talk about something needs to be done about it, and I think we all agree with that, but who are we talking about? I mean, who at this point has the authority to step in and do something? Let me give you an example. This is just my opinion. I think one thing that could resolve a lot of this is to just go back to the old rule. Yes, you can transfer anywhere you like, but you have to sit out a year. But who could make the decisions that could better contain and control this new era?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said that I think the portal is where it is, because the courts with NIL, they've sided with the student athletes from everything that I've heard and understand. So that's not going anywhere. But yeah, I mean, that's an NCAA deal. And, you know, you could see with athletic departments, you know, getting ready to be in control of NIL or NIL money going through athletic departments in the future. I think that's where you'll see the pressure come from. Because if you pay money for a kid, there should be some type of, I do think there can be some type of financial consequence, you know, and that's where you get into contracts, and that's where you get into college athletes being employees of an athletic department or university. And what'll happen is there'll be a buyout. If you leave and go somewhere else, you owe this much money, just like you have with coaches.
Right. Luke, when you look back to when you played, and I know that you played with a lot of great Southern Miss legends, and there was this great love of Southern Miss football and this team camaraderie that I've heard you talk about so much, you know, such a brotherhood. You think we're in danger of losing that, the love of the university, the love of being a quote-unquote Golden Eagle or Bulldog or whatever university you choose?
Well, I mean, that's what makes college football so unique, and Southern Miss is not by any means the only school that's being affected by that. I mean, you've got people hopping from top 10 teams. You've got people, right, you know, leaving, and so yeah. Here's the point: college football did not become what it is by, you know, overnight. I mean, we're 100 years into this experiment and enjoyment, and on professional teams, you know that you enjoy a player while you have them, man, because, you know, next time the payday comes, that you might lose them. But even in the NFL or Major League Baseball or the other professional sports, there's an endearment between a fan base and a player. And where the transition is taking place is that what made college football so great is that player is endeared to that fan base, and he chose that school or has been loyal to that school to the neglect or rejection of all other schools. And what happens in the process when players become, you know, only thinking about how much money they're going to get paid and bouncing somewhere else, you lose that. And that's the regrettable part of this to me. I'm not bellyaching about the process. I want Southern Miss, and I think we've done a very good job adapting to this change, and with that reflects with the NIL, that reflects with how we're going to work the portal. But I'm just saying, across the board, as a brand, college football, what makes it so unique, and it goes for every other sport, it's the relationship between the players and the fan base.
I agree completely. All right, 2 minutes left. I don't know that we've had you on since the announcement, the official announcement, but your thoughts about Coach Huff, and then, you know, a familiar name apparently coming back as the OC. Things right now, a lot of excitement around the program.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think any of us that were following this coaching search, I mean, this is more than what we could expect. It's really unprecedented. I mean, you're at the bottom of the conference, and you're able to hire the coach that just won the league, that won 10 games. That was at three straight bowl games, and obviously they're opting out, but Charles Huff led them to what would have been four straight bowl games. What the other candidates had, you know, coaching under really good coaches. Charles Huff has been under James Franklin, and he's been under Nick Saban. He's won in this conference. He understands this conference. And the fact that he's going to go get Blake Anderson, I mean, who was already at this school, you know, from 2008 to 2011, unbelievable. If you kind of watch what's happening on X, pretty apparent Cooper Bassett from Utah State, who was Anderson's O-line coach. He'll be the O-line coach. Huff's hiring Dominique Bowman from Temple, who was also at Arkansas and well-respected to be defensive back coach. Julian Miller, who played at West Virginia and is the D-line coach at UT Chattanooga, looks like he'll be coaching that side of the ball. So this staff's starting to fill out, and Huff has – I just – you almost pinch yourself as a Southern Miss fan and said, really, we went and did that, and we did. And I'm super excited for how people, you know, with the announcement and with what took place at Eagle Walk. You talk about, you know, bringing back a fan base really quick. This is how you do it.
All right, my man. I appreciate your time. Look forward to having you back on the show next week.
Thanks, Bob. See you.
Luke Johnson, everybody. Still to come, Patrick McGee. The Saints almost won yesterday with backup quarterbacks. What's the story in New Orleans, and what does this mean for the future of the franchise, the quarterback shuffle? Patrick McGee from the Times-Picayune is next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Campus Bookmart sponsors this segment of the program. CampusBookmart.net. If you're out of town and Christmas fast approaching, Eagle's on your Christmas list. If you haven't been down there, you got to go. If you're out of town and you haven't been to their website, check it out. Campus Bookmart, campusbookmart.net. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. We normally go to New Orleans on Fridays, but I messed that up this past week. Gosh, hard to believe, but I did. So I lassoed Patrick McGee, sports editor of the Times-Picayune, for Monday, and I'm kind of glad in a way it worked out that way, Patrick, because yesterday, I watched most of the Saints and the Washington football team, whatever you want to call them, and I thought the Saints were going to come back and win it there in the end, but, you know, playing all these different quarterbacks, I guess my first question is, what is the status of Derek Carr, and why are we seeing him on the sidelines, and will we see him in a Saints uniform next year, Patrick?
Right now, he's dealing with an injury that kept him out a week. He was also in concussion protocol last week. He took a tumble whenever he hit the ground in the week prior, and that just prevented him really from. Sorry, I had somebody calling on the line. It's a matter of he's banged up right now, but I think there's a decent chance he'll be back out there this Sunday because in a longer week he'll have a little bit of time to heal up. But he would have been the emergency quarterback as a third guy this past game. So. Mm-hmm. He's out of concussion protocol, and As far as next year, I think the expectations, yes, is that he will probably be back next year. Whether he'll be the starter, I don't know.
No.
But I think he's a decent bridge option to whoever, you know, is the quarterback next.
Right.
Patrick, where are the Saints right now as a franchise?
Well, Jeff Duncan had one of our Saints columnists had a great column today saying the Saints really need an overhaul, you know, from top to bottom, general manager to head coach to really just about everywhere you can imagine. So, they keep kind of making the same mistakes ever since Drew Brees left, and it's really hard to see this franchise really kind of turning a corner. They're just, you know, their current setup, current management is not putting together teams that are really built to endure a 17-game season. Not enough depth, not enough quality across the board. So there really does have to be significant change. And I'm of the belief that they probably need a new general manager. Mickey Loomis has had great success there, but it's probably time for a change, an overhaul in general. So I think everybody kind of looks at it that way. At least everybody outside of the front office with the Saints, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been disappointing, and they have one of the most passionate fan bases, if not the most passionate. It'd be hard to, you know, quantify that, but certainly Saints fans love that football franchise, and you'd really like to see them get back to where they were when Drew Brees was at his peak, and you had your former coach there. I'm going to ask you this. Who is the best team in the league right now? I was reading a stat this morning that said the Buffalo Bills, for example, have scored 17 touchdowns with no sacks. Let's see, 17 touchdowns, no turnovers, no sacks in the last three games. That's the first time since 1970 that has happened. But it's hard to say the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the AFC because you've still got Kansas City who's only lost one game, although they do appear more vulnerable. But let's start on that side. Who do you think are the best couple of AFC teams at this point, Patrick?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty easy picking whenever you say the Chiefs and the Bills are the two best teams in the AFC. I got to watch a good chunk of the Bills-Lions game yesterday, and I think the Lions are kind of – they have some injuries here or there, so they're not quite right. But the Bills to go on the road in Detroit and win that game was pretty impressive. And Josh Allen was doing things out there that, you know, that's what you want out of a franchise quarterback. The Bills are really good right now. A Bills-Lions Super Bowl seems like a distinct possibility. I would still say the Lions are probably the best team in the NFC, with the Eagles and the Vikings really not far removed there. So, I think the AFC is the better conference. I think they're a little bit deeper across the board there. If the Lions are right in the playoffs and playing their best football, I would give them a chance to get to the Super Bowl and possibly win it.
How was Allen not the MVP of the league? Man, he's just an incredible young football player.
Yeah, I mean, you say young, he still does seem young, but I think he's what, in his sixth or seventh season. That's hard to believe.
Yeah.
He's really kind of, I think, at the peak of his career. You know, and a lot of times that's where you see these teams go. You know, those teams are playing for Super Bowl championships. It's because they have a quarterback really at the top of his game. And I think the Bills are going to be very much in the discussion, at least making it to the conference title game whenever we get to that point.
Yeah, it's phenomenal to watch him play. He's clearly the most dynamic quarterback, I think, in the league. Let's go over to the NFC. And I agree. I think the Detroit Lions have been the class of the league, although I was watching that game yesterday, they were talking about they have a lot of injuries, and that's always a little precarious. But, man, you know, it's hard to look past, and it just breaks my heart to say this. It's hard to look past the Philadelphia Eagles. And of course, quietly, the team nobody ever talks about are the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings have been very good this season. The Eagles, Sirianni, the head coach, and, you know, there have been a little bit some issues. You know, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts were kind of they kind of went public with a dispute or something between those guys. So it doesn't feel like things are right for the Eagles, even though they've had a great season. It's just hard for me to see the Eagles really getting to the Super Bowl this year. So, I mean, I think you're going to see the Lions in the conference title game, along with somebody else that may kind of come out of nowhere. The way Jaden Daniels has played as the Washington quarterback, I wouldn't completely rule them out. Obviously they didn't have a great second half against the Saints, but Jaden Daniels as a quarterback is really fun to watch as a rookie. So I think we're going to see a surprise team going up against the Lions in the conference championship. So it's hard for me to say. You know, I've seen a good bit of teams on the NFC side, but I don't really see anybody beyond the Lions who I think are really kind of can really compete for a Super Bowl championship.
All right, we just picked the league MVP. Jayden Daniels is the rookie of the year. How could he not be?
Yeah, I mean, he's really slick. And, you know, he looks stronger physically. You know, he's always kind of looked a little bit slight, but it's obvious he's gotten stronger. The way he got out of some of those sacks on Sunday against the Saints, and just his throwing motion is so fluid and so strong. It seems like he hits the mark almost every time. Jayden Daniels, I think one of y'all asked me before the season, what kind of a career could I see Jayden Daniels having? And I kind of compared, you know, they're different types of quarterbacks, but I could see him in the same light as a Dak Prescott or something like that. I think he has the potential to be better than a Prescott. You know, I think he's a Lamar Odom type player, but not Lamar Odom, Lamar Jackson type player. So I really like Jayden Daniels, and that guy, he's got a lot of good football in front of him.
Well, there's no question that Washington is a much improved football team, and probably no coincidence that he's played as well as he's played, right? It all stems around the quarterback.
Yeah. And, you know, the Saints have been banged up at quarterback. You know, Derek Carr has played fairly well when he's been in there, but whenever he's out, the team has really struggled. And, you know, he's not really a guy that you build your franchise around right now, Derek Carr. Right. You're looking to get younger at that position. That's something the Saints probably have to do pretty quickly.
Where do the Saints have to improve from a position standpoint, Patrick?
Oh, gosh. It's you know, I think they're pretty good in the back end on defense, you know, in the secondary. But, you know, they just need more depth, really, linebacker, defense. I mean, you name it. I mean, they just do not have the ability to overcome a significant injury basically in any area. This is a team that really needs a youth movement. You've seen, you know, the Marshawn Lattimore trade. They acquired some picks coming up. This is a team that really has to kind of invest through the draft and get as many picks as they can, because they have to get younger and more talented and more deep across the board. It's a team that can show up and really play with some good teams and win some games, but if one or two things go wrong, it's just a team that can easily fall apart at any moment.
Yeah, I think outside of quarterback, the other biggest determining factor is injuries. And Patrick, I don't know, mm-hmm. maybe it's my imagination, but the NFL seems more violent than ever. I mean, some of the hits that you see, even Mahomes took one yesterday. These guys are big and strong and fast, and this has become some kind of gladiator sport, has it not?
Yeah, I mean, it's always been violent, but the guys just get bigger and stronger and faster every year. So it's, you know, the extending of the season just makes it that much more difficult for these players to get through and play a full season. So it's a league to where you have to be deep to win a championship, and the Saints are just not that.
Well, Patrick, how many years away are the Saints from becoming a Super Bowl contender again? All things going well.
Oh, God, 5 years, four
is
or five
that
years,
right?
Something along
you
those
think
lines.
So,
that,
huh?
Yeah. But, I mean, that's assuming a lot of things go right.
Yeah, it seems like Sean Payton and Drew Brees, it seems like 1,000 years ago, doesn't it, Patrick?
It does that. Well, it'll be interesting to see if anybody can kind of come and live up to that standard.
I'm going to get you back on schedule this week, if that's okay. We'll have to just send you an extra check.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, Patrick. I appreciate you, my man.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Patrick McGee, everybody. Happy to say the sports editor of the Times-Picayune. I remember him when he was a reporter down on the Gulf Coast. And look at him now, and he's still on the show. That's what I like. Patrick hadn't gotten too big for us. When we come back, two fine gentlemen talking about Homes of Hope and how you can help the kids there this Christmas season. Stay with us.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Patrick McGee for joining us in that last segment. I meant what I said. Patrick started out with us 10 years ago on the show. And he was a sports reporter for the Biloxi newspaper, and now he is the sports editor of the Times-Picayune, and still with us. That's what I call friendship, and we appreciate all that Patrick McGee does. All right, I want to welcome two very special guests into our studio. Scott Hanbury is the CEO of Homes of Hope down in Purvis, and Mike Soudan, the COO of the Roberts Company, the parent company of Corner Market Food Stores. And I'm going to be honest with you, Mike Soudan, this is a bittersweet interview for me. I mean, you and I have been friends and conducting this toy and food drive for 10 years, and you tell me you had your last meeting today. You're retiring. Is it true?
Yeah, it is true, and it's very, very bittersweet for me, too. I've got to be honest with you. This has been a great relationship with us. We love Homes of Hope. I love Mississippi. I love the Roberts family, the people I work with. But it's time. My family's in Texas. My daughter's in Texas. And it's time. I'm ready to get back there.
Well, we wish you the best. But, man, we're going to miss you.
Thank you.
There's no doubt about that. And if my old buddy JT was still around, he'd sure tell you that
as
well. Yes.
What a wonderful man.
You know, I don't think that people outside of our business – or maybe just don't have the connection business-wise to Corner Market that I've been fortunate enough to have because of you, don't realize how much Corner Market does. And Homes of Hope is a great example of that, Mike.
Well, you know, it really is our pleasure. You get more when you give than when you receive. And this is something Mr. Roberts started years and years and years ago. And if you've ever had the opportunity to come to the store and watch these children and how they behave and how grateful they are, the house parents, how special they are, it's just a special organization, and we're grateful to be part of it.
Yeah. You provide a lot of food for those kids out there through the years, haven't you?
We do. We have. But, my gosh, what a small thing for us to be able to do is to help these kids have a great Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter meal. It's a blessing for us.
Mr. Hanbury, you're the new CEO of Homes of Hope, and kind of put in perspective what Corner Market Food Stores has meant to your organization.
Well, Bob, thank you so much for having us on. It is a joy to be here and to get to be a part. And it's hard to put into words exactly what Corner Market means to us. Just on a weekly basis, as we get produce from them, fruits and vegetables, and just the partnership in our ministry is incredible. They've got collection boxes. A lot of folks give extra. They'll buy extra when they're shopping and give to Homes of Hope. And it's just a constant reminder of the incredible community that we live in. But we are certainly grateful for this this business in our community. We're thankful to have them here.
How many kids currently at the home?
We have 18 on campus right now. We have a couple that have graduated high school and are in our transition program going to PRC. And
that's wonderful.
It really is. That's a special part of the story, is to watch them develop into adulthood. We just renovated our final cottage, and so we'll be, for now, until we build other ones, but we will be filling it up in short order. Lots and lots of referrals come through every single week.
You know, our audience has always come through in a major way with our annual toy drive. But this year, as always, they wait till the last minute, which makes me very nervous. How important is this for kids out there to know that on Christmas Day that people love them and they see that through the gifts that they have?
You know, Bob, we have kids that come from all over the state, and I think very quickly they find what a special community they live in here in the Pine Belt. It is an amazing thing to see how generous the people of our community are in helping them, and it gives them a sense of normalcy. One of the things that we often say is we're restoring to them the privilege and the right of being children. A lot of that childhood has been taken from them, and so we just give it back. We give them an opportunity to experience normal family experiences, traditions, and so waking up on Christmas morning is pretty special, and it's made in part of by the generosity of our community.
What would you say to people that maybe haven't donated in the past or have but haven't gotten around to doing it this year, and they're in the hustle and bustle of Christmas, and we understand they have so many things to do, but what would you say to them about how important it is to take a minute and bring a toy by one of the corner markets or other locations and make sure these kids have a lot?
You know, Bob, one of the things that that all of us say often is it's more blessed to give than to receive. Mike even said that, and it's so true. And in the midst of all of the hustle and bustle, taking just a little bit of intentional time to buy an extra toy, just to be thinking of them, they can't really fathom exactly how big that is in the life of the child. And so in doing that, in simply giving, taking just a moment, just a few extra dollars, a few extra minutes, and adding that to the list, it's something so enriching. They may not ever see directly the fruit of that and the mm-hmm. hand of that, but it makes such an impact in the life of a child.
Bob, I saw that firsthand. Let me jump in here. Sure. When you see the absolute genuine, how grateful these kids are for the simplest thing, it'll touch your heart in a way that I can't explain. And something that I've noticed since I've been in Mississippi, these are the most generous people I have ever seen. And I know they will come through again this year. They always do. You and I talk about this every year, and they always do.
We're it's always amazing. Nervous, though.
We're always nervous, but they always, always do.
So if you're listening out there, please reduce the anxiety that Mike and I are having right now, please. What age group right now is most important for people to be thinking of when they think about what to donate?
Sure. So right now, the majority of our kids are teenagers. We do have the youngest is 10 and through their teenage year. So it's a little bit different. So maybe footballs and basketballs and maybe even kind of a 21st century approach, maybe an Amazon gift card or another gift card because teenagers are just a
different breed. Sure. So if people could do that and you would make sure the kids can use the card.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mike, you and I have seen some astonishing turnouts in the past 10 years,
yes.
haven't we? It's
yes.
just sometimes you and I have kind of stood back and went, wow, I can't believe this happened.
It's amazing. Every year I look forward to doing this for that very reason. It really helps me get in the holiday spirit and seeing the people coming in and dropping stuff off and you know, speaking to us and saying, you know, what a great thing we're doing. No, it's what a great thing you're doing,
right.
Helping out, and what a great thing Homes of Hope does. It's
right.
a special day for me.
Now, I want to remind all of our listeners that because of the short period of time between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we're doing our event Wednesday at the Corner Market Midtown, and we're going to gather toys up. We're going to encourage you, though, to keep bringing them, and we're going to keep those boxes out until next Monday where we can get another weekend in since we kind of got cheated a little bit on time with the weirdness of the calendar. Mike Soudan, why does Corner Market think it's so important to be such a big part of the community? And this is a Southern Miss-based show, and I know that you guys do an awful lot to support Southern Miss as well.
Well, we're local. I say that every time. We live here. We worship here. We go to school here. Our families are here. It's really important that we are part of the community. That's what sets us apart from other organizations. It's critically important to us.
What is the message you'd like to get out to listeners right now who maybe haven't come by and donated something yet, Mike?
It will touch you in a way you can't imagine if you ever get a chance to see these kids. It will lift you up. I can't say it enough. It's amazing. They need our help. All they want is a chance. That's it. Just a chance. And this gives them a great holiday. And it's just a great, great cause.
You know, Mr. Hanbury, several years ago, this was a number of years back, we had collected some toys and we had brought them here in the studio. And some of the folks came by to pick them up. There was a young girl. She was probably, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years old. And someone had donated this trilogy of books. That was the the Rollin lady wrote the trilogy of science fiction books from England. Anyway, she saw the books over there, and I noticed that she kept eyeballing them, and they were picking toys up. And one of the men from the home said, "Oh, she loves to read." And I asked her, I said, "Well, would you like to have those books?" And she turned around to me and she said, "I can have them." I said, "Yeah, go over there and get those books." And the child had tears coming down her face over books. And I think Mike Soudan and Mr. Hanbury, that was the day I realized we were doing something very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You really begin to see your own gratitude being sort of adjusted, calibrated, when
yes.
you recognize how grateful they are for something so
seemingly
small to us, but huge to them.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It really is.
And you and I have had a front row seat, haven't we, Mike? And
every
it's
year.
Been fun. It's been a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
All right, Mike, I've got 30 seconds left. What do I have to do to talk you out of retiring? Is it too late?
I think my daughter would have something to say about that. I'm looking forward to spending time with her.
Are you moving back to Texas?
Yes, I am.
What
yes,
part of Texas, if I can ask?
A little bit west of Houston. It's called Cypress.
I got
but
you.
But I've got a house over there, and I'm ready to go. I'm going to miss this. I've got to tell you, it is very bittersweet.
Yeah. Well, you've just been such an enormous positive influence in our community, and I'm not just saying that because you're here, but you truly have, man. And I just tell you, it's been the ultimate pleasure and privilege to work with you.
Thank you. Feelings are very mutual, I assure you.
And we'll see you Wednesday, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hanbury, I hope we have a lot of toys to bring you. We're going to bring them. My guys are going to bring them out to you there next Monday, so I'm hoping we have to call you and say we don't have a truck big enough to get it out there.
Hey, we hope so. We look forward to it.
All right, Scott Hanbury from Homes of Hope and Mike Sout from Corner Market Food Stores. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better, faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to thank our guests for being in the studio with us this afternoon. Now, I want to remind you about this Homes of Hope toy drive. Very, very important that we make this successful. We have location boxes, or drop-off boxes, I should say. We have drop-off boxes at the Community Bank on Highway 98. I'm sorry, let me back up. We have drop-off boxes at Mississippi Made and More on Hardy Street, Corner Market Food Stores all through the Pine Belt, Jack's Family Restaurants, which are located in Purvis, Laurel, and Petal. We have Parrish Tractor Company up on Highway 49 North. And we have the Citizens Bank of Philadelphia, which is located here on Highway 98 West. So the Citizens Bank, Parrish Tractor Company, Jack's Family Restaurants, Quarter Market Food Stores, Mississippi Made and More. Please be sure that you go by, donate a toy. Remember, they said most of the kids now are above 10 years old. So kind of keep that in mind when you're making decisions on the types of toys to bring them. We want to take care of the 10-year-old, but we also want to take care of the older kids who are at Homes of Hope. It's such a wonderful, wonderful place, and we're really counting on you to help us make this a good Christmas for those children. This segment is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street, which is a great place for Christmas shopping. Also want to thank Mobay Beignet Company, the official beignet store of the Eagle Hour, along with Inda Bay Spring Water, where you'll find in the corner markets as we speak, in certain Walmarts, Inda Bay Spring Water. Mobay Beignet Company, Genesis of Hattiesburg, appreciate all those great sponsors. And again, remind you about the Eagle Hour podcast. Well, another gloomy day for basketball. Golden Eagles travel down on the Gulf Coast this weekend, as you probably know, to take on Ole Miss. The Eagles left 4-6. Ole Miss left 9-1. Ole Miss made 13 three-pointers and shot their way to a 77-46 blowout win over the Golden Eagles. And it was the second straight loss for Southern Miss after winning two consecutive games. Listen to this. The Rebels finished the game shooting 45% from the floor and 41% from three-point land. The Golden Eagles shot 33% from the floor and, are you ready, 7% on three-point shots. Denaje Harris finished as the team leader with 16 points and 7 rebounds. Kobe Montgomery had 3 3-point shots, while Harris had the other one for the Golden Eagles. 7-footer Lieb Yacht came in off the bench, and he's not been on the floor hardly any in the final minutes, and he scored a season-high 7 points, a career-high 7 points, and grabbed 3 rebounds in just 3 minutes of play. So in 3 minutes, he scored 7 points and grabbed 3 rebounds. Something tells me we might see him back on the floor again pretty soon. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, the Golden Eagles take on Lamar University. I believe that's here in Hattiesburg. And then on the 21st of December, league play will start with Marshall, who I think beat Ohio State over the weekend. So the Golden Eagles really need to get it geared up and geared up pretty fast so that they can get back on the right track here in time for basketball season league play to begin. Tomorrow I'm pretty excited about the show. I'm going to have two of the biggest characters in Southern Miss sports. Jack Duggan, sports information director for the university, is going to be joining me along with a longtime play-by-play voice, John Cox. So we will have the football play-by-play team on the show tomorrow, and be interesting to hear their thoughts about the coaching hire and all the things that are taking place at Southern Miss. It's been quite a week, and as we head into the holidays, the Lady Eagles have not played basketball in some time, but they'll be back here in the next week or so, and we'll be getting more information out to you about that. Again, I want to go back one more time to the Homes of Hope Toy Drive. We're down to 1 week. We'll be picking up the toys 1 week from today and taking them to Homes of Hope, Mississippi Made and More, Corner Market Food Stores, Jack's Family Restaurants, the Citizens Bank of Philadelphia, and Parrish Tractor Company. That's where you can take all the toys and drop them off. And remember, they said that they have 18 kids out there. They have one 10-year-old, and the rest are teenagers. So if you're out doing a little Christmas shopping and could make your way by one of the places and do a donation for us, we'd be very grateful. That'll give you kind of a little insight. And also, you can take canned food as well. There's always a need for that when you're feeding 18 children and all the staff members that supervise things out there. There's always the need for food. So any type of canned food item, non-perishable type of food that you feel like you could donate, we would be very grateful. And you can drop that off in any of the toy boxes that we have around the Pine Belt, and we'll be gathering all that up and taking it out there the Monday before Christmas. We will be at Corner Market Midtown from 1 till 2 o'clock Wednesday afternoon. And love for you to come by and drop something off and say hello to us. Well, anything you bring, we'll send you out with a Super Talk and Eagle Hour swag. We'll be happy to share that with you in exchange for some donations for Homes of Hope. So we hope that we'll see you out there Wednesday, and please, again, take some time, if you will, and show a little Christmas spirit and donate to these wonderful children out there. All right, Jack Duggan, John Cox on the show tomorrow. Always look forward to having those great characters with us, and we appreciate everybody that tunes in each and every day. You mean all the world to us, and we're very grateful to you for making this program such a big success. All right, back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, everyone, Southern Miss to the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.